Okay, let's face it, home inspections can be make or break in every deal, and obviously that's not something that we want to have happen at any point in time. Regardless of which side of the transaction you're on, these are things that your home inspector wishes you knew to make the deal go a little bit smoother. Okay, sellers, here are two important things that home inspectors wish you knew before they come into your house. The first thing is move your pets. It doesn't matter if they're at the house, at least have them in a kennel, because if they're out roaming around, that's one more thing they have to worry about, because they are gonna be opening doors a lot of times, they're gonna be going in and out of places, and they don't wanna step on any cats or anything else or get surprised when they're going into any space that could cause potential damage to your house if they get frightened and mess anything up. The other thing is you need to clean up. Now, I don't mean you need to scrub everything. You don't need to go through and get everything perfectly spotless, but you need to organize certain things. They want access to places in your house like your electrical panel and be able to get to your furnace super easy. So have things organized and in a place where they can go around and check things out as much as possible without having to move your stuff out of the way. Okay, buyers, here's something that you need to know. It doesn't matter if it's brand new construction or 100 years old, your house is going to have something wrong with it. It happens every single time. Don't let that freak you out. It's not necessarily a big issue that's gonna be a problem down the road or even something that necessarily needs to be addressed right away. Not only that, even if it does have some problems that do need addressed, basically anything can be fixed. I've been doing this job for nearly 13 years, and I can tell you right now that I haven't found any situation yet that couldn't be taken care of in some way, shape, or fashion. Don't let the inspection report freak you out. Sit down with your trusted advisor, go through that, ask them their recommendations, because they're gonna be able to get you through the process and hopefully get everything taken care of that's the most important right away. When I'm working with a buyer, one thing I always remind them about is the fact that a home inspector can't predict the future and they can't necessarily see every single thing that's gonna happen inside a house. There are areas that they just can't get to, and there may be things that come up later on that could be a problem that they didn't know were gonna happen because the inspector just can't foresee that being an issue. If you live in an area that's super dry at the time that you're having an inspection done, if you get into a rainy season later on, there may be water issues that the inspector couldn't potentially know about. It's not their fault, they're humans. They cannot predict the future, so these things cannot be held against them. Make sure that you're looking at all the aspects that are available at the time and the day of the inspection, because ultimately, that's all they can see, and that's all they're gonna be able to tell you about. Whether you're buying or selling a home, it doesn't matter. The inspector is not there to kill the deal. While they're hired by the buyer to go through and find the things that aren't functioning properly, they're not there to specifically point out things to cause problems. Ultimately, their job is to make sure that everybody knows what's going on. And let's face it, it could be something that could be dangerous to you if you still live in the home and you weren't selling it that you may want to get taken care of anyways. Remember, everybody who's involved in the transaction has the opportunity to sit down with their trusted advisor to find out what's the most important thing to get everything taken care of so that we can get the deal closed. Ultimately, that's what everybody wants. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Aaron Advantage Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this information on what it is that inspectors wish you knew. Be sure to check the show notes to find a link to the article where I found this information. And if you are a home inspector or you know one, have them tweet me at Aaron Advantage for additional things that people should know about home inspections.